you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when it was evening, Jesus came to the upper room with the 12, and they reclined at table. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take this. This is my body." Then Jesus took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. Jesus said to them, "This is my blood, the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for you and for many. And I say to you, I shall not drink again the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Then, after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Please be seated. I think we'll all agree that the homily should be very brief so that we don't freeze you out of the church. So let me just offer a few words by way of homily. First, Eucharist. The word Eucharist comes from a Greek word. Eucharist is not a word we use every day in our conversation, but it comes from a Greek word, and the Greek word means thanksgiving. So when we come to celebrate Eucharist, it's important for us to remember the things for which we should be grateful. I mean, there are a lot of things going wrong these days. We have to do remote learning from school. People have to work from home. Families are together all the time. Sometimes that's very good, and sometimes we get on one another's nerves and we upset one another. That happens. That's just being human. That's fine. But we do have many things for which we should be grateful. We have a coronavirus raging across our country and across the world. And then we have these extraordinary doctors, nurses, and all their co-workers who put their lives on the line. We should be grateful. When I go to the market to buy something and I come to checkout, I always thank the person who is there doing the checkout. And one lady down here said to me, "Thank you for saying that, because some people get very upset at us." And I said, "Well, I'm so grateful you're here." Be grateful for your parents who walk the journey of life with you, who sacrifice for you and love you. That's important. Be grateful for all those who care for you, all of the religious ed teachers, the staff and their volunteers who spend their time very generously to bring your faith to life. For all those who provide the video and the music and provide our liturgy, we should be grateful. We should walk in gratitude. You know, when you walk as a grateful person, you are witnessing Eucharist. That's what Eucharist means, to be grateful. So today, on your first communion day, when you leave here and you go back to your warm home, I want you to begin a conversation to say, "For what should we be grateful?" When you sit down tonight for dinner, begin your dinner with a Eucharistic prayer, which is, "Thank God for the food we have. Thank God for the blessings of our. Thanks for the love we have for one another. Thanks for the generosity, for the forgiveness which we share. Thanks for the understanding we have. Thanks for our parents, for our grandparents, and all those who care for us and all those who love us." So today, to celebrate Eucharist, I want you to think about counting your blessings. Because all the conversations will come, "We don't have this, and this is wrong, and that's wrong, and oh, we feel sorry for ourselves." And wow, we're healthy. Many people are sick. We're around people to touch us, feel us, hug us, love us. Many people are lonely, elderly people lonely in rest homes. We, however, we are bonded in close family ties. So walk this day as Eucharistic people to celebrate First Communion, which means walk in gratitude. I kind of wander around and I say, now, for what should I be grateful? I'm grateful that God is in my life. Praise Jesus Christ. God gives meaning to my life. When I have a reversal of our conflict, call on God and you will find meaning. The strength and the power of Jesus Christ will carry you. Be grateful. Walk in gratitude. Now, the last thing I want to say is, I'm inclined to divide people into two kinds. I've said this before. You may have heard me say this before. This kind of a person, when you're around this person for a while and they leave, you say, thank God I survived. You know that kind of a person? They're whining, they're moaning, they don't have this, and that's wrong, and I don't like this, and I don't like that. The Pope, the President, whatever it is, I'm whining. And you say, geez, we meet people around the church like that. They wear you down like that. They take life out of you. And then we have people here. And these people are good to be around. They give you life. They make your day a good day. They're cheerful. They're grateful. They're like, these are Eucharistic people. These are people who will suffer for you. These people will sacrifice for you. These people will forgive you. These people will understand you. They'll lift you up. They'll give meaning to your day. These people are Eucharistic people. And I want you to think about this on First Communion Day. Be a Eucharistic person. Be grateful. Praise be Jesus Christ for the gift of this day, for the beauty, the wonder, the miracle of our children. Amen.